So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to all of our incredible Bachelor Happy Hour listeners. I'm here once again with my girl Tayshia, and we can't wait to get into everything today because last night was one of my favorite things of each season, which was the mental all. And Tayshia, you and Caitlin freaking crushed it.
Thank you. It was so surreal being there, hosting it, but also I was shaking like a leaf the entire freaking time, but
really?
It was a great, yes.
You could not tell at all. You and Caitlin, I love having two females host, and you just brought such a spunk and different vibe and personality to what is usually such like a serious, somber, dramatic event. I was so proud. I felt like a proud mom watching you two.
Oh, thank you. It was honestly, Caitlin and I were like hyperventilating before we walked out. We were holding each other's hands, squeezing it, and then we're like, let's go kill this thing. So
you did so well.
Thank you very much. But it was a freaking crazy mental all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was a lot.
So much happened.
Well, and I'm sure, and this is what always sucks, is because we know how long it usually films for. Like, there's so much that's talked about. Obviously, you have to condense it into just not even, we didn't even get a full 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because we started off seeing Michael A's departure on Katie's season. Mm-hmm. But I can only imagine how long you were there for and what you actually saw go down. I mean, I have to start by saying this. You and Caitlin crushed it. You both looked incredible. Katie looked great. She handled herself so well with the fact that, you know, she's seen all of her ex-boyfriends up on stage in one place since her season. It's not easy to do. No. But there was a lot that went down. But before all of that, like I said, we saw Michael A go home, which was, I think, one of the most gut-wrenching goodbyes we've seen on the show, because it's not that there was any love lost between him and Katie, but it was just solely because of what his son said and what he was going through in his own personal life. Oh my God, Tayshia, it tore at my heartstrings.
I know. Watching that go down, I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I don't have a kid, but especially with how much they have gone through recently, and truly 2 years ago is pretty recent. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's like the last feeling he would ever want his son to feel. And I couldn't even imagine being him in that moment and just choosing, obviously, his family over himself and sacrificing, like, finding love. And Michael A. It was the most dramatic goodbye, aside from Andrew S. So it was a tough week for her.
Yeah. It's just Katie's gone through a lot. I mean, she still continues to handle herself with so much class. One thing, though, that I really appreciated with that goodbye is that Michael A. stated, he said something like, "You've taught me how to love again," which I think. Even though it didn't work out between them and they still, you know, he still left in tears and she was obviously so distraught with his goodbye. I think that out of anything, it's like what he needed at this point in time. Like you said, 2 years hasn't been that long, but to be able to just to put himself in this position to begin with and to go on the show to have the potential to find love, I think is scary as shit in itself. And like it showed that it actually truly worked for him. Like they formed such a strong connection. And so I just thought that was a really beautiful thing that he could just recognize, like, even if this didn't work out and it's not me at the end, you still got me to this point where I needed to be to open myself up to be able to find love again. And that's what I found so beautiful in that goodbye. So we saw some really incredible heart-wrenching moments between Andrew S's hot seat, Michael A's hot seat, Connor's hot seat. But that's not why we watched Men Tell All. Not always, because we got to get into some of that drama. And Tayshia, you were there, but can you please tell me where the hell this beef between Carl and Brenton came from? Because I was like, what the hell is this?
I was so confused because at first, you know, we just kind of dove right in. Mm-hmm. And the guys were still pretty fired up about Carl. But Brendan did not like Carl. I think he called him, what did he call him? A gremlin? He called him something. It was just weird that he just kept coming for him.
Yeah.
I just think that Carl just didn't have many friends in the house, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, okay, listen, at first when Carl started speaking, he said something about like this. He's like, when the men go after somebody, it's kind of like a witch hunt. And at first I was like, he's not wrong. We've seen this on this season. But then he just kept on talking and kept on going. And I was like, Carl, stop while you're ahead. You don't want to really have to backtrack.
He really could have helped himself out if he just would have like said a few concise sentences, you know?
And just leave it
three
at that.
Three sentences at most and just zipped it.
Yeah.
But in pure Carl fashion, he just would like to have a 25-minute seminar as to what was going on. And he just really just
dug himself into a hole.
It really sucks. Because I think he was actually onto something. And I think that the guys kind of like saw the truth in some of the things that he was saying. But then he just kept tripping over his own feet. And it was bad.
He should have just zipped a lip since the beginning, but I digress because I don't want to turn into Carl. but yeah, we saw a lot. I mean, it got heated in some moments, but also for the most part, it like still seemed relatively tame. I mean, we saw Thomas pop in at the end to give an apology, which I think she took very well and took the high road. I will say, like, my favorite part of every tell-all is, of course, the bloopers. And I've said this before, which I love. I could just watch like a whole episode of bloopers.
I know.
I loved how they ended it too with you and Caitlin talking about, what was it, like the clink clink and then doing your dance. And then, like,
oh, yeah. Oh, that
these
part.
Are my girls. Oh, yeah. These are my girls.
I mean, we had such a good time. I'm telling you, there was so much more that happened, obviously, behind the scenes. But yeah, you know, the one thing that I was shocked at is I'm still wondering, I think we're all still wondering, is why Thomas wasn't actually there at Men Tell All. His name was brought up a lot, and it would have just been so different for him to be able to confront everything head on. had he had been there, but he wasn't. But the other thing that I was wondering is we never really got clarity on Cody and Aaron, which was so bizarre and weird to me. It was like this thing that we were going around and around and around in circles for probably about 25 minutes. They just don't like each other. Mm-hmm. But it was weird because Cody was being odd, like his demeanor in person. There was something that he wasn't saying.
Really?
And same with Aaron. Yes. There's something there. We just don't know what it is.
Interesting.
But whatever.
I will say this. At first, when you guys were announcing some of the men, again, I was like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Where did this guy come from? There were some, like, a select few. I was like, wait, this guy was on this season? I don't remember him whatsoever. But yeah, I mean, I guess you probably picked up a lot more because you were there. And if you saw them in person, you can pick up on body language and just, absolutely, like you said, the demeanor. But I think it's a mystery that will remain a mystery until the end of time. I don't think anyone
will
truly know
the bottom of that.
Yeah, yeah, again, I don't think Aaron or Cody truly know, but if anyone out there has any info, please send it because we love our intel. But at the end of the day, I mean, hopefully it's squashed and they can move on. And if they see each other in circles out in San Diego, they can just move on and be happy. One of the standout moments of Men Tell All, however, was around Mr. Connor and his mouth. So,
oh my God.
I obviously want to get into the kissing during his hot seat, which we should just bring him on because he is the man of the hour. He is who is joining us on Bachelor Happy Hour today. And whether, like, I don't want to just talk about it. I want to hear it from his mouth because it's what was doing all the work. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Connor the Cat to Bachelor Happy Hour. Connor, I'm so excited right now.
Shut up. I'm excited.
You have been one of our favorites since you came out in the cat costume. And obviously we saw much of you during Mental All. So we are just like riled up, ready to have you right now.
Well, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you. We just need to check in and start out. How have you been with going through the show airing and, you know, seeing yourself on Mental All and just kind of decompressing after all that craziness?
It's been a lot. It's pretty wild. I never thought something like this would happen. There's definitely an adjustment getting used to like people having opinions about you and stuff like that. I just found out a lot of things about myself that I didn't know.
Weird how that happens.
You're like, thanks, I guess.
Thanks, I guess. Just the weirdest comments and stuff like that. But it has been amazing. The support's been so cool. And like people love the cat costume. I think the best part has been the memes. Just like becoming a meme was a goal of mine in life that I didn't know I had.
There you go.
Check it off the bucket list.
Check it off the list.
Wait, Connor, why are you not in your cat costume right now?
You joke, but I mean, it's sitting right over there.
No, go grab it. You're grabbing it right now.
No, come on. He's not putting it. Oh,
he's putting it on.
Oh my God. Connor,
Rebecca tells me to put on the cat costume. I can't say no.
At least the pause. At least give us the pause. Yeah, the hat, the pause, whatever.
I lost the pause. The pause is the only thing I don't have.
Does Katie have the pause still? Because she was wearing them at one point when you guys were making out.
I remember that very well.
Maybe
during the rose ceremony, there was like this fire behind us and it was hot. Like a literal fire behind us. And so I was sweating buckets. So I had to take the paws off and I just threw them because we were filming and then they disappeared forever. I'll grab
RIP the paws. Yeah, let's see the hat though.
RIP the paws.
I did say before he came on, if he's not going to have the cat costume, I'm going to be so pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Man.
He's never going to be able to giggle in the background.
Oh, shit.
That is so funny.
I'm going to show you how I travel. Basically, I take the cat costume and I wrap it around the ukulele because I don't have a case for the ukulele and I don't want it to get busted in the suitcase.
A double whammy. Jesus.
So, oh my God.
A costume and a wow.
And he travels well. He packs lightly, guys. Look at this.
Wow.
The cat costume protects the ukulele.
Connor,
we love a
smart man, a smart.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I have to say, you are one of the most, probably one of the most memorable night one entrances we've ever seen. Obviously, every season, there's somebody that comes in the costume, but like no one will forget you. because you truly owned the cat.
Owned it. And it wasn't just night one. Like, it was
the inner sea lion came out. Like, but your puns, Connor, have you always been so punny?
So here's what happened.
Oh, God.
it's a story. I'll keep it short, I promise. In high school, I had a best friend who made puns all the time, constantly. And I did what everybody does. I groaned, I rolled my eyes. I was like, those are stupid. And then I went to college. We went to separate colleges. And then I found that there was like a pun vacuum. And so someone would say something and I would expect, you know, Nick to be there to say the pun. He wasn't there. Then it was like I had to say it because I heard it in my head. And from there, it just snowballed. And now all I do is think of puns 24/7.
Now you're the punny guy.
Something like that.
Okay. You're good at it, though. I will say, like, not like between the cat puns and then the whoa puns. Is it whoa or woo woo? I keep screwing this up.
Whoa, the whoa challenge.
Okay, the whoa puns too. You were so quick with them. I was like, damn, like it's somebody has to be behind the camera feeding in these lines. Like, there's no way this guy's this quick.
That was maybe 25% of that interview. Like I went on for about 10 minutes and I just literally sat there making them up on the spot. Like I had maybe a couple I'd heard before, but all of those just made them up on the spot. I was like,
they're freaking good. I wish I was more witty like that and more like quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pure talent. Honestly,
Connor, I'm going to get you on speed dial. And anytime I need a good pun, I'm just going to text you quick and be like, hey, this is a situation. Give me one.
A really good idea.
you joke, but I have friends who I haven't heard from in 2 or 3 years. So we'll just be like, hey, pun, hit me with a pun for like this or like a caption or something like that. And I'm just like, yeah, I got you. Let me think. And I shoot them like 20 puns.
Oh, so are they friends if you don't talk in 2 or 3 years?
If they ask for a pun, they're a friend for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Always.
Puns make friends for life. Noted.
Exactly. Since you're a teacher, do you constantly make pun jokes in class or no?
Yeah.
Do your students like it?
I don't know that they like it. I don't think anybody really likes it.
But that's really funny. I like
to say it. They, this was like a deleted scene, but I had letters that my 8th graders wrote to Katie, just to like, like letters of recommendation for me, basically. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every single one mentioned my terrible dad jokes.
Oh, I love that. I feel like
we as women, as we evolve and get older, we start to like the terrible dad jokes.
That's
it's kind of like an audition for the future, right, Tayshia?
Yeah, I kind of love the dad jokes as a grown woman, as a like a younger child, teenager. You're just like, can you stop? Like, it's annoying
when your dad's actually making them.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So there's hope for me. Yeah, is what
yes, 100%.
Well, okay. I think after Mental All, we saw. I don't even think we need to question if there's hope for you after we saw what went down on Mental All, which we will get into very shortly. I want to go back to the beginning because, again, you've been such a favorite since the start, since that cat costume out of the limo. Right away, for me as a viewer, at least, it seemed like you and Katie had such an instant, strong connection. Like, and I pegged you. I was like, he's going to be one of these at the end. Like, she was so into you. So fresh out the gate, did you feel that same connection instantly with her?
Yeah, I mean, the moment I saw her, I knew going in that I had, you know, I thought she was amazing. I thought she was super cute. I thought I loved how she stood up for people. So going in, I was already really interested and excited to meet her. And then I saw her in person and she blew away whatever image I had in my head of her. She was just incredible. So right off the bat, she had me because I was blackout nervous during that whole cat suit thing. Like, I, watching it back, barely remembered what I said because I was so, so nervous. But she made me feel so comfortable and so at ease just immediately. And she hit me with a pun right off the bat when she said, I think that sounds perfect.
You're perfect.
And, yeah. And I, like, my heart just, like, skipped a beat. I was like, holy shit. Like,
they do exist.
You're like, is there a ring already? Do I need to get down on one knee?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready.
Beat out all these guys.
That's so funny.
Shut it down. It's over. I'm ready. But yeah, so she had me with that moment right off the bat.
Did you expect for the cat costume to go over very well? Or were you kind of hesitant in wearing it? Is that something that you normally do?
I was super nervous, hesitant about it at first. When I had the idea, I almost had it as a joke. But then I was really scared of being the weird cat dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't want to be the guy that just shows up in a costume to, like, you know, be the guy in the costume.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do, what I was thinking about is how nervous I was going to be. I knew Katie had to be nervous too, right? Like, this is a huge night. Like, this is going to be a really nervous night. So if I could do something to make her laugh or to just make her night a little easier, then at least it would have been worth it. And so I think coming from that angle was different than, hey, look at me, I'm a guy in a cat suit. It was more like, Katie's going to like this. Katie's going to laugh. She loves cats. And looking at it from that angle helped me a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was really nervous. As for, I also thought about, is this something I would really do in real life? And then I realized, you know, I was in a band up in Wisconsin and we recorded a music video in dinosaur costumes. So I was like, oh, wait, yeah, I totally would
wear Connor, bad costumes. I think I've seen that.
Wait, what?
No way.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, okay. Should I be concerned?
I was like, you did your homework. If you
wait,
found that.
Time out. Where in Wisconsin? Because I'm from the Midwest. And my sister lives in Wisconsin. Yeah.
I lived in Madison for 5 years.
Oh, okay. So she used to live in Madison. She's in New Glarus now. But
awesome.
Beautiful area. Oh, yeah, I love Madison. It's like one of my favorite cities.
I was just there. I just got back yesterday.
Okay. Well, after this, we'll talk all about the farmer's market. I mean, I think what was so endearing about you is you didn't just show up and feel awkward in a costume. Like you knew it's something that she loved, that obviously she has her cats and like that. She always talks about it on Instagram. And so it was so tailored towards her. Like I had a dude night one show up in a chicken costume and I'm like, yeah, I like chicken nuggets. Cool. Like it wasn't tailored towards me. So I feel like you really made it your own for her, which was special. And then something that we saw you do all throughout the season is, you know, write your songs and make everything your own and really tailored the times that you performed in front of the guys or with her, just something so special for the situation. So the first time, I think it was the first time we saw you write the song was for that first group date, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So how long?
The greatest lover of all time.
The greatest lover of all time. Yes. So how long did it take you? How long does it typically take you to write a song? Because they're good. They're spot on with whatever scenario you're in. Like going back to the puns, I'm jealous that I'm not this quick and witty. So how long did it take you to write that specific song?
So we had maybe 2 hours of prep time, something like that. Mm-hmm. The second we like walked back into that room, I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to have to wear some weird costume or like strip or something like that. And then I saw a tiny dinky little piano and I was like, let's go. I'm writing a song. This is happening like immediately. And then the second I thought of that, like I just started hearing a melody in my head and started hearing some words and I was like, I know what I want to do. So I knocked out most of it within, you know, 45 minutes, an hour or something like that. And it's, I've been writing songs since I was 13.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I wrote my first song when I was like 12 or 13. So I've just done it for, you know, 15, 16 years now. So it gets easier and easier as you do it.
I'm not going to lie. After listening to your song and watching you perform and just how good it was, I was like, he's witty. He's sweet. He obviously is thoughtful and like really is trying to get your attention, not just trying to get attention and trying to like make the guys laugh. Like it was really all about her since day one. And I was like, okay, the cat costume wouldn't have been my cup of tea and be like, I wouldn't have been like, hey. But the song, that's like, what did me in. And I was like, yeah, no, we're paying attention to him. Okay. Just so you know.
Great.
We had your back.
Good to
put
know.
You on the map. Well, good. I'm glad. Thanks. How many instruments do you play?
So my best instrument is piano. I started playing piano when I was 6. My dad's a musician too, and he had me take piano lessons. And then guitar was my next best one. Ukulele after that, then a little bit of banjo. I played alto saxophone in high school.
A sax player, right?
Yeah, I have it somewhere. I don't know where it is. And then a couple like random little ones like harmonica and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
That's
a bunch.
So there's a girl who was on Ari's season with me named Kendall, who also plays the ukulele. So just throwing it out there for, you know, future reference. If you ever need a fellow ukulele player.
Is that taxidermy Kendall?
That is.
Yes.
That taxidermy Kendall.
Yeah. Oh, she's great.
Oh, she's incredible. She's one of my good friends. She's.
Are you interested?
I don't know. She's great.
Well, what if he's dating the woman from Mental Alto show? We don't know. We have to get into that.
Oh, shoot. We need to get into that.
I
we need to get into that
right now. You don't know.
That is true. Things do happen fast in this world. Okay, I obviously do want to get into mental health, but I have a few other questions before, you know, we get to that point in the stage of Katie's season. Okay, so we saw you get your very first one-on-one, which technically was a double date with Katie, Tayshia, or well, not Tayshia. two-on-two with
Caitlin and Jason.
With Caitlin
it just
and
rolls
Jason.
Off the tongue. Caitlin and Tayshia.
Caitlin and Tayshia. They are a couple now. It is 2021.
Thank you.
But how did you feel going into that date and seeing them? Was it something that you were pumped for? And then how, like, overall, the day portion of that date, how did you feel it went?
Yeah, I was just, so I was nervous for sure going in, just because Katie always made me nervous just because I, you know, liked her so much. But I was also just super, super excited for literally whatever it was. And I think I even said that to her. I was like, we could go sit anywhere and do anything and I would just be excited. Like, I just am so stoked to spend time with you. And you only, you know, you get these little conversations. But what I said to them was like, you miss some of these in-between moments when you don't have that one-on-one, right? Like just hanging out with somebody and, you know, in those in-between moments. So that's what I was really excited about. And then I saw, I almost just said Caitlin and Tayshia. I saw Caitlin and Jason. And I was so excited because Caitlin seemed, you know, so fun and hysterical. And then I'd seen Jason before on his season, and he seemed like a great guy. And then the second we sat down, they were just like the two coolest, most down-to-earth, fun people. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a great day. Like, this is going to be awesome.
And then it takes a little turn for the worse. And I hate to even say it like that, because by the end of that day is when you really tugged at America's heartstrings. We saw Katie show up at your door. So in that moment, were you shocked to see her? I mean, I think as viewers, we always kind of know, like, oh no. Like, you know, if you're either going to the lead store, if they're coming to you, you're like, ah, shit. You have that feeling where you're like, something's about to go down.
Something's going to go down.
So how were you feeling? Were you shocked? Were you excited still? Where was your head and your heart in that moment?
So, yeah, I was in that little room. I was actually practicing my ukulele. Like, I had two more ukulele songs I was going to show Katie that night. I'm just sitting there, like, practicing my little dumb songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I heard the knock, and I literally thought it was going to be, like, Caitlin with some news about the Whoa challenge or something funny or something like that. So I was just like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. Like, I went to the door, and then, like, my heart dropped when it was Katie there. Well, I was excited to see her, but she was crying already when she walked up.
Yeah, I
didn't think it had anything to do with me. I thought it was from, like, something had happened with the drama from the night before, like with the guys or Hunter, or like I thought something like that had gone down, and she was really upset and was maybe just needed to cancel dinner or something. So yeah, I had no idea that that was where that was going. And then she walked in and we sat down, and I just, you know, I saw her crying and wanted to, whatever it was, I wanted to make it better, make her feel better. And then you saw that moment where she started saying some really, really, like, kind things about me, like really genuine, not just like, you're a great guy, but like really deeply genuine things. And then pretty quickly I was like, oh, that's what this, okay. But then as soon as, you know, I could tell that she was dreading saying the words like, I have to send you home, or I have to break up with you, or whatever it was. And that's why I was like, I know what this is. Like, it's okay. I understand. Like, it's everything's okay. It's going to be okay. And I just wanted her to know that, because I mean, just seeing how sad it was making her was breaking my heart too.
Yeah. I think it was one of the first breakups that we watched as viewers where, I mean, it's always hard on the lead's end to send anyone home. You never, and Tayshia and I have talked about this, you never want to, like, feel like you have all this power and like you're playing God in the relationships.
Right. Yeah.
It's always difficult, but it hits different when it's somebody that you actually really care about. And like you, like she even said for you, like she could see a future with you. Like it could all be there. There's just one thing missing. And oh my gosh, like when we saw that conversation, at least for me, I was like, my heart broke because I know what that feels like. And I know on both ends. And so you handled it so gracefully, and to kind of allow her to be like, you know, like, I understand what this is. Like, you know, don't like you kind of understand the process in a way. How did it feel, though? Because One thing that we obviously saw her talk about, which I'm sure wasn't that enjoyable, was the whole kissing. Like she just needed that spark or that passion that was missing. So when she said that, is that something you would have agreed with, or looking back, would you have agreed with, or where do you stand with that?
Looking back, I looked like a, am I allowed to cuss on this? Can we cuss?
Let her
do whatever you want.
I looked like a fucking maniac. In every kiss, I literally like couldn't watch it. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Calm down, take a breath. Like, I looked so like it was just,
if it makes you feel any better, I'm sure we've all kind of thought that about ourselves at some point. It's not normal to watch yourself kiss somebody on television
in front of millions of people. That is not normal, so give yourself a break.
I think what I will say in my defense is I was also so nervous every time we kissed, and I think that probably had something to do with it. Just those nerves. But yeah, watching it back, I was like, oh yeah, I understand now, Katie. It makes sense. I mean, I loved kissing Katie, so the spark was there on my end. But, you know, such is life.
I almost like feel like, do you wish you knew it was like you knew it was like that specific like little thing because it was there for you on your end? Or do you kind of wish like it would just like, she's like, you know, it's just like not working out. I don't really see a future in that regard.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything that I could have really done differently that would have changed anything. Mm-hmm. And that helps to know that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't anything that I necessarily did wrong or didn't do or anything like that. It's just there wasn't that intangible spark, that intangible chemistry. And that's just not anyone's fault. It's just
life.
It's life and love, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that helps to know. And there were times when I would, you know, kick myself and be like, oh, I should have done this and this and this, or I should have been a not terrible kisser.
No.
But I really don't think it would have changed anything in the end. And so, yeah.
Well, listen, I've had conversations with some of my girlfriends who we've shared boyfriends throughout the show, and we've had conversations about kissing and if somebody's good or not good, and everyone's experience is vastly different. So, I was going to say, you never know who you're going to kiss next and who might, you know, really surprise you, which leads me to transition into the mental all. And I just want to get into this right away. We will backtrack, but I need to get into this girl from the audience that you not only kissed, but like it was like a hot, steamy makeout on a live stage in front of what, 12 to 15 men that you used to live with, in front of Caitlin and Tayshia, in front of your, I was gonna say in front of your ex-girlfriend. Thank God Katie wasn't there in that moment.
Yeah, no,
but
I wouldn't have let that happen. I'd been like, go to the back.
I wouldn't have done that.
But first of all, what was this girl's name?
It was Tara.
Tara. Okay. Tara. Are you still talking to Tara?
I have her number.
Have you utilized said number?
Have you texted her?
Yeah, we FaceTimed.
Oh,
am I allowed to tell you guys that?
Honor B! Wait,
this is so exciting. Do I have a hand in this relationship as well?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I was the one being like, yes, please come down to the stage.
You are the matchmaker. I owe it all to you.
Oh,
absolutely.
Tayshia is our new fairy love mother.
Thank you.
Love fairy love mother? What? I'm scared by any connotation of whatever that is.
This is so crazy because she stood up and was like, Connor, I think you're a great kisser. I think you're a great guy. I would love to try it out. And then when she came up to the stage, she said that you were checking her out the whole time.
So is that what she said? Because it all happened so fast. I don't even remember what she said. She said
that you guys were checking each other out during Mental All. Were you throwing her eyes?
I knew that people wouldn't believe when I said this, but I was like, I literally walked, sat down. I noticed her. She stuck out from the crowd like at the beginning of Mental All. I was like, dang, that's a really cute girl over there. Okay. Back to this drama and whatnot.
Oh,
and I was checking her out. And so when she stood up, I was like, oh my God, that's her. That's a really pretty girl. I was checking out, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. So I'm assuming she lives in LA, correct? Because that's where Mental All was filmed. So if you guys are still, I don't know how often you travel. I'm currently in LA, and I want to just say this. If you come back out to LA, I am going to, and thank God we have all of the listeners who can hold me accountable. I want to plan a date for the two of you. And
look at his face.
I'm gonna take the reins. I'm gonna put on my best Tayshia Caitlin impersonation and be the host of this date. Maybe film a little bit of it just so like the fan, you know, our fans and followers can see it all go down. Maybe see a little kiss in the future. But if you guys are willing, I want to do this for you.
Hard yes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Tara, if you're listening.
No hesitation.
Oh my God, yeah.
Connor's on Delta booking his next flight right now.
Yeah, He's like, that's weird.
He's like, that's weird. I'll be there this Friday. That's so strange.
I'm also really excited to see a date planned by Becca. I think that'd be a great date.
I feel like it could be really damn fun. Yeah. We'll talk beforehand. I'll get both of your interests, what you like, favorite foods, any dietary restrictions. It's going to be a day. The Bachelor franchise might want to hire me for a date producer in the future. That's all I'm going to say.
Mean, I would. I would hire you in a heartbeat.
Thanks, Connor.
The great thing is she's also a musician and she comes to Nashville a lot. So I invited her to Nashville to take her on a date.
Oh, I love this. Isn't it crazy how stuff like this happens? Obviously, you go on the show hoping to find some sort of connection with the lead. You know, it only works out for usually one person. But now look at this. It opens up so many other opportunities and weird connections that you never even expected. And like, who knows? This girl could be, you know, just one more date, or she could be someone that you actually pursue, which is really exciting. Yeah. And now I'm so glad that I witnessed the beginning of this.
Absolutely.
I'm happy for you. I love this. Okay, but also no pressure. Don't worry. But also, like, I want to plan this effing date. So let me do
it. Can't wait.
So Mental All, obviously it got heated in moments. Mm-hmm. It was pretty tame in moments. It was heart wrenching in moments. You though, I have to say, you have some stands out there in Bachelor Nation because we saw somebody show up in a cat costume for Mental All for you.
That was so good.
That was awesome. Great. I always love when people show up with their posters or their costumes. Like it just shows you how invested people are in the show and in you as an individual, which I think is great. How did you feel sitting up there in your hot seat? Was that something that you were prepared for? Was it weird having to kind of like rewatch and relive those moments back? Did it like stir up all of those old emotions for you?
Yeah, well, that was the first time I'd seen the breakup, was sitting right there. So I mean, obviously I lived through it, but it definitely stirred up a lot of emotions to sit and watch that. And it also brings up new emotions because you get new insight and new perspective, right? Like seeing Katie's interviews and how heartbroken she was. And then seeing my interviews, because it all happened so fast, I don't even quite remember what I said and that sort of thing. And so it definitely brings back a lot of those emotions.
It was a lot. Do you feel like you got the closure that you needed? I know that you obviously think the world of Katie, and you kind of said earlier that you don't think that you could have done anything to change the outcome, but do you think that you got enough closure in that goodbye? And did you have any other questions for her when you were there? What was that like?
Yeah, I felt really lucky to get like an actual breakup because I feel like a lot of people just go home at a rose ceremony and you know, you get your 10 seconds to say something to her, and then you have to leave and you don't see her again for who knows how long. And so I got to really, and you guys only got to see a small portion of it, but we were, you know, we were there for 10, 15 minutes and really got to have a full conversation. And I felt like I got the answers and the closure I needed in that moment. Like we got to hold each other. We got to cry. And I asked my questions and she was just completely honest. And so I didn't walk out of there with any like lingering questions. You know, there were obviously, it's after a breakup, you want to be like, oh, what could I have done different?
Yeah.
But again, like I said earlier, like I don't think there was anything like that. So I just, it was like the most beautiful breakup I'd ever been a part of in a weird way. And just no, because a lot of times in a breakup, you walk away with a lot of, there's maybe anger or resentment or anything like that. And there was just none of that here. I just felt very lucky to have been here, lucky to have known Katie, and lucky to have had the time I had with her.
It's really hard watching yourself like on television and then relive all those emotions. And I commend you just because it's it's different when someone is completely vulnerable and is themselves and like really tries to lean into something, and you can walk away happy and proud of yourself as opposed to like wishing you did something different or seeing your growth on television. And I don't know, I thought you that you grew a lot since night one. So that was really cool to watch.
I want to play off of that question. I think everyone that leaves the show has some sort of major moments and takeaways or things that they've learned about themselves. It's such a weird position to be in to begin with, but it lends itself to so much just internal growth, I think, and just like learning new things about yourself that you maybe didn't know. So overall, going through the entire season, and not only relation like a romantic relationship, but what were some things that you learned about yourself while on Katie's season?
I love this question because that was one of my favorite parts. Was I grew so much from this, and like, you're right, I grew in romantic ways, but also just in ways and things that I learned about myself. I think one of the biggest things I learned is just kind of like my love language. I figured out through this is maybe words of affirmation. And I love how Katie, and even watching back and how she was with the other guys, how she can find beautiful things about everyone. Mm-hmm. And she's not afraid to tell them those things. And that to me was just incredible. And that was one of the things that I loved most about her, was just that she saw my insecurity and she said, hey, you are an amazing person. You deserve to be here. Here are the things that are beautiful about you. And that was so incredible to me. And I just loved that. And I won't settle for less than that now. So that was one of the biggest things I learned. Yeah. But
I love that. I feel like it plays into you too, because even with your songwriting, that if you're writing for somebody, that is words of affirmation. And so it kind of matched up. So it's no surprise that that's what you would find beautiful in another person, being able to give that back to you. I think that's really special. Going through a full season, we not only see romantic relationships evolve between all of you men and the lead, but also between, well, not romantic relationships, but good relationships and like this brotherhood between most of the men. So how are you with the guys that are, well, not in the house, but with the guys on the show? Do you feel like you formed this strong brotherhood? Who are you still really close with?
Yeah, there's honestly some of the most incredible people I've ever met. And again, that was one of the best parts, was not just falling in love with Katie, but getting to meet these incredible guys who are, not only are, you know, amazing people, but just are also great at building people up. That was a crazy thing. I came in thinking that the guys were going to fight and we're all going to be mean and they were going to hate me and stuff like that. Actually, my family are Bachelor fans too. And we ran some scenarios ahead of time because my mom was worried that I was going to get bullied.
And my gosh, why?
I don't know, because she's watched the show before and seen people get picked on. And so she's like, all right, so we're going to run some scenarios. And so we met up at an Airbnb in Kentucky, and my mom, my dad, my sister were there, and my mom would like pretend to be a bully and she'd come at me.
I almost just spit out my coffee.
It was so funny. I wish we recorded it.
Your mom pretended to bully. I am so intrigued. Keep going. What did your mother say to you?
So we ran so many scenarios. She'd come up and she'd be like, all right, so here we go. We're going to do the scenario. And she'd go, hey, Connor, hey, I think you're a dick. And I think that you're just here for music and that you don't even like her. And I'm going to go tell this girl right now that you need to go home and I hate you. And my mom's this like sweet little woman. And then I would have to like react, and she would like judge my performance and my reaction, be like, no, don't say that, 'cause then he'll say this and blah, blah, blah.
Oh so my funny. God.
Your that mom sounds like too much.
Your mom sounds like she belongs on the bash ball date where all the guys were talking shit to each other. And it was like, your spine is made out of jelly. Like, your mom belongs on that date.
Yeah, she really does.
She could have taught the boys how to smack talk because they really needed some help. Yeah.
I wish you would have filmed this. Can you go next time you're with your mom? Can you please reenact this bully scenario?
Yeah. Absolutely. And we ran all sorts of scenarios. We ran like my limo entrance night one, but obviously we didn't have the cat suit idea yet, so it was completely different. But we made my dad do it too, and he hated it. Like, we brought him in and made him do stuff. He's like, this is stupid.
This is so funny. Your mom sounds like my mom. Before I left for the show, she was so nervous. She's like, the girls are going to be so mean and pick on you. And I'm like, and then I came out with 25 new girlfriends and it was great. Nothing you can expect, but God, I love this. I would love to meet your mother. If nothing else, I want to see some video footage of her bullying.
She's the bomb.
Okay. So obviously you went through this entire crazy experience. Mm-hmm. You came out, it sounds like, a better, stronger, more well-rounded, versatile man. But we got some big news coming up, Connor, and we did see that you will soon be gracing us with your presence on the beaches of paradise. So this is great because look at the dance he's doing right now.
I don't want to give too much away. I will say, not only did I bring the ukulele, but I also brought the guitar this time. So there's definitely footage of me sitting barefoot, buttons undone, chest out, playing guitar, sitting on the beach like a beach bum.
I love it.
Chest hair breathe. You know what I mean?
Also, it was a shit show, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be really crazy to watch back.
Oh God,
give us some good content, man! I can't wait.
Did you at least practice your kissing?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh boy,
plead in the fifth.
I can't wait.
I may have gotten a little kissing practice in paradise.
Wow. How many? How many? How many people are we talking about? Just give us a rough estimate.
Oh, your lips are sealed.
12? Connor, you made out with 12 people?
More than zero, less than two.
The entire cast?
Okay.
Okay.
Becca's on a different wavelength. She's got a coconut bra. She's like, don't worry. Connor made out with 30 people.
Connor, I just expect big things from you. I'm excited to watch everything. I can't wait. I mean, it has been such an absolute pleasure to have you on today, and I can't even imagine how great it's going to be when we can watch you grace us with your presence on our screens again. Before we let you go, though, we ask all of our guests this. Overall, from your entire time on KD's season, what was your rose and what was your thorn?
I love that. Okay, I'll start with thorn, and then we'll go with rose. Thorn was bashball. That's another thing I learned about myself is that I am just not as competitive as a lot of the guys were on that season. I love soccer. If we had played soccer, I would have been at it. I would have been going for it. I never played football really or anything like that. So wearing our tiny little Speedo thing with our like hearts and whatnot and then going out and tackling each other full steam was not my favorite moment of the day. And then seeing, like, I was right there when Michael got clocked in the back. And so I thought he was like going to be paralyzed. So not a great moment. Can I do two roses?
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Why not?
Okay. So my first one is, you saw none of this, but Greg Grippo has an alter ego named Gregory James who does poetry. And you saw him read a poem, but Gregory James is something completely different. So Gregory James would write us these poems and they were just like little haikus, but every once in a while, every couple of days, he'd be like, everybody close your fucking eyes. And then he would just like recite a poem and the guys would go crazy. We'd be like begging for him to write another one. Honestly, that was one of my roses is Gregory James poetry.
Gregory James. I love the name and everything. That's so funny. Gregory James.
Yeah.
Who gave him that?
It was probably self-proclaimed. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like it was an established personality well before the show. I have a feeling.
That's hilarious.
I think he came in with Gregory James.
Got it.
And then my other rose would be, honestly, the moment where I got to play Katie the song sitting there on the couch and she cried was just the most beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. And seeing, because I didn't know, I thought, you know, I was like, oh, I wrote this song about how I feel and how I felt about you the first night. And I thought she'd be like, oh, that was so sweet. But like to see how much it actually affected her and to see that like it really brought out real emotions for her, that just like grabbed me. Meant so much to me. So that was probably one of my favorite moments.
Well, Connor, we are so thrilled that we were not only able to watch you this season, but to have you on today, because I feel like we've just learned so much more about you. It was such an absolute pleasure. I had so much fun today. So thank you for joining us on Bachelor Happy Hour.
Me too.
You're and I'm a good one, with... Connor.
Thank you so much, you guys. It was so fun. And I'm glad we figured out Fairy Love Mother.
I mean, listen, if Becca really does do this date, I better get FaceTimed. I wanna just see.
Yep.
Tayshia, do you wanna co-host this date with me?
I mean, if I am not co-hosting other dates, yes, I'm yes. with you. I will okay. be there.
It's on. It's
Let's
on.
Let's make it happen. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Connor, stay in touch. I have a feeling this won't be the last time we talk to you. Yes. So thank you. And actually, I will say this. I know that you're in Nashville. So many people from Bachelor Nation live in Nashville. I know some of my girlfriends already have been out to see you perform. So just let everyone know where they can find you. If you're performing, if you want to see him sing and play all the instruments, where can they check you out?
I have been playing a lot of shows. So yeah, come to Third Coast Comedy, doing dueling pianos there. And I'm actually starting at a new little piano bar that I found right around the corner from my apartment.
Ooh.
It's called Sid Gold's Karaoke Bar, and it's karaoke piano.
Oh, hell so, yeah.
Wait, Connor, can you come out and I want to like watch a show?
I'm playing there.
Participate.
I think I'm playing there weekly. So basically I get to play piano and people sing, which is amazing. Like I love when people sing along.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh my God.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, well,
Get Tayshia up there on the mic for sure.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'll be out there.
Wait, Tayshia, what are you going to sing? What are you going to sing if we put you on the mic?
Probably Respect.
Oh, yeah. Let's
go. Can we do a little of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Becca, what would you sing?
Can I give you two? Okay, I have two go-tos for care. Actually, I have three, okay? It really depends on the mood. You got to feel the room. You got to feel the vibe of the crowd.
True. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so depending on the mood, I either go with What a Man.
Oh, that's
by
Salt and
Pepper.
Good one.
Sometimes if it's a little more like, oh, you got to like feel the female empowerment, I'll go with Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or
great song.
If you want to hit them with a real crowd pleaser throughout any time, any season, it doesn't matter when. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll whip out All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What?
Mm-hmm. So.
Wow.
Connor,
that's
what
really
are you going to play for me?
Idea.
Don't steal it. It's mine.
Say, here we are thinking. We're inside the box right here. You're out here thinking.
She's
out there.
You never know. You never know.
Crazy.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I'll play all of those for you guys. We'll get you a
thanks,
Connor. Standing
wait,
appointment
this will be
there
so fun.
Stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Connor, thank you so much. We will be in touch and talk very soon. Take care.
Bye, Connor.
An absolute treat. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very excited.
Oh, I really, really, really like Connor. He's so fun.
He is just so, like, I don't know, genuine. Like, he's not trying to, like, be anything he's not. And he's, I don't know, I love him. The fact that his mom played Boys in Hearts with him really made me love him even more.
I feel like fun runs in that family, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, that was such a blast. I feel like we've seen so many different sides to him between like the funny, the punny, the romantic, the musical, the vulnerable. And now it was just good to get to know him on a deeper level. I'm so glad that we were able to see him in that hot seat during Mental All and just share more of his time on the show. But I cannot wait to see him in Paradise.
It's going to be so good.
If you thought he was gone, you're wrong. I can't wait to see him play the ukulele. You know, I'm really, again, I can't get this vision of him strolling the beach out of my head. So make sure you guys tune in for Paradise if you want to see more of Connor B. And, you know, if you want to see me host this date for him, just follow us on Instagram. That's all you got to do.
I agree.
But Tayshia, I know that you are a very, very busy woman. So thank you for hanging out with me again today. And to all of our Bachelor Happy Hour listeners, we love you and thank you for hanging out with us. And a huge thank you to Connor for joining us, because it sounds like he's busy between being a teacher and a musician and coming up with puns and all the things. I'm glad that he took time out of his day to hang out with us. So everyone, please make sure to hit us up on social. We are at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram and at Batch Nation Pods on both Facebook and Twitter. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you are listening to us right now. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.